Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 10th, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices that relate to Virginia's waters, from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent news items. On April 22nd, the U.S. EPA's Region 3 office announced $300,000 in grants for 7 pilot projects to involve local governments, organizations, and citizens in developing implementation plans for the Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL. 2 of the pilot projects are in Virginia. 1 will be under the coordination of the Rivanna River Basin Commission and involve the city of Charlottesville and the counties of Albemarle, Fluvanna, Greene, Louisa, and Nelson. The second Virginia project will be in Prince William County under the coordination of the county's Public Works Department. The 5 other pilot projects are in Maryland, New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and the District of Columbia. In late April, the Chesapeake Bay Program reported that the acreage of the bay's submerged aquatic vegetation, also called underwater grasses or bay grasses, increased by 12% from 2008 to 2009. Increases were seen in all parts of the bay, although some areas, such as several Anne Arundel County, Maryland rivers, showed decreased vegetation or even no vegetation. Submerged vegetation provides oxygen, food, and habitat for many bay fish, crustaceans, and other animals, and the extent of submerged vegetation is a key water quality indicator. The 85,899 acres of vegetation recorded in 2009 is the highest seen since 2002 and is about half of the bay restoration goal of 185,000 acres. On April 20th, the nonprofit organization Potomac Conservancy, headquartered in Silver Spring, Maryland, and with a Shenandoah River office in Winchester, began a fish mystery campaign, calling for more research into the causes of intersex characteristics in smallmouth bass and other fish in the Potomac River and some of its tributaries. Intersex refers to animals showing both male and female characteristics. Besides the occurrence of intersex characteristics in Potomac Basin fish, an August 2009 U.S. Geological Survey study found widespread occurrence of intersex characteristics in smallmouth bass and largemouth bass in several U.S. rivers between 1995 and 2004. Responding to these and other findings, in December 2009, U.S. Representative James Moran of Virginia introduced the Endocrine Disruption Prevention Act. The bill would authorize the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences to conduct a research program on how to reduce exposure, especially of children, to endocrine-disrupting chemicals. Also on April 20th, the U.S. EPA and Kay Hovnanian Holmes announced a settlement over 591 alleged Clean Water Act violations in 18 states and Washington, D.C. The alleged violations are related to stormwater management at construction sites managed by Hovnanian, a nationwide home building company. 70 of the sites in the EPA complaint are in Virginia, and 161 sites are in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. The settlement includes a $1 million fine and requirement for Hovnanian to develop a company-wide stormwater management plan, improve various practices, and submit annual reports to the EPA. The settlement has a 30-day public comment period and is subject to approval by a federal court in Pennsylvania. And in our last news item this week, the 2010 Virginia General Assembly passed legislation designating 4 new Virginia Scenic River segments. The new segments are 6 miles of the Jordan River in Rappahannock County, 10 miles of the Hazel River in Culpeper, Madison, and Rappahannock counties, 9 miles of the Russell Fork in Dickinson County, and 56 miles of the Blackwater River in the counties of Isle of Wight and Southampton, and the cities of Franklin and Suffolk. The Scenic River Program identifies and designates rivers and streams with outstanding scenic, recreational, historic, and natural characteristics. With the 4 new segments, Virginia now has 28 scenic river segments totaling 610 river miles. Now it's time for our water sounds and music segment. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Actually, this week's segment has 3 sounds, 2 of which we've featured earlier this spring. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see how many you recognize. Thank you. If you guessed all frogs, you're right. The single notes were spring peepers. The long trill at the start was an American toad. And the repeated shorter trills were this week's new sound, gray tree frogs. These 1 to 3 inch long frogs are commonly found in Virginia's Piedmont, the Blue Ridge region, and the mountains as far south as the New River watershed. As the name implies, they live mostly in trees, except during their breeding season when they move to shallow standing waters to mate. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events, most occurring between May 11th and May 18th. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings. On May 11th, the Chesapeake Bay Local Assistance Board's two area review committees meet in Richmond. For more information, phone David Dowling at 804-786-2291. On May 13th in Glen Allen and on May 18th in Harrisonburg, the State Water Control Board holds public hearings on proposed amendments to the General Permit for Poultry Waste Management Regulations. For more information, phone Betsy Bowles at 804-698-4095. On May 18th, the Groundwater Protection Steering Committee meets in Richmond. For more information, phone Mary Ann Massey at 804-698-4042. Next, here's one upcoming meeting about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. May 13th in Williamsburg on the TMDL implementation plan for Mill Creek and Powhatan Creek. For more information, phone Jennifer Howell at 757-518-2111. Finally, in upcoming educational events, on May 15th, the Naval Heritage Society will cross the Chesapeake Bay in a 26-foot human and wind-powered Monomoy pulling boat. The crossing is from First Landing State Park in Virginia Beach to Kiptopeque State Park on the eastern shore. Once the boat lands at Kiptopeque, park visitors can view the vessel and learn about its history, including its use in marine rescues. For more information, phone 757-331-2267. And on May 19th at Matthews State Forest in Galax, and May 20th at the Southwest Virginia Higher Education Center in Abingdon, the Southwest Virginia Fire Learning Network is organizing Fire History and Vegetation Changes in the Appalachian Mountains from Pre-Settlement to the Present. For more information, phone Zachary Olinger at 276-236-2322. And that's it for this week's edition of Virginia Water Radio. The program is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were provided by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.